Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. We discuss local and national Native news and issues. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, whoa, that was a good one. Hey, Wendy, how are things going there? I haven't talked to you all day. I like your shirt. Ogama, she looks happy up there, too. We're all just one happy team. We have Robert Lilligren on tonight, and also a quick check-in with Nancy Bolio, because she's going to be live at 7 o'clock nationwide, too, and we're going to check in and see what's going on. But before we get any further, that's, get to Ogama. And Ogama does the news, the Native news that you don't hear anywhere else. And we really appreciate her and her efforts. And I learn a lot every day. So welcome, Ogama.
Hey, Ani Bonjour, everybody. I am Ogama Ganuakwe, and I'm here with you with some news on Native Roots Radio. As always, I like to start with a little bit of news in the Stop Line 3 movement, since we're located here in northern Minnesota. The water protectors and land defenders who stood for Line 3 are coming up on an important one-year anniversary. On December 14th was the first mass action against the Stop Line 3 pipeline that resulted in arrests in Minnesota. As such, there's a lot of fun events that are planned for on or around the 14th. On December 14th, you can go to your nearest Army Corps of Engineers building and make sure that you are picketing them and letting them know that a federal environmental impact statement, or EIS, needs to be done on the Line 3 pipeline. If you happen to be up in Superior Duluth area, Migizi Will Fly is going to have a Treaties Not Tar Sands event at the Douglas County Courthouse in Superior, Wisconsin at 2 p.m. They'll hear voices from Tayshia Martineau, Alex Rose Golden Wolf, and Jake Spotted Wolf, who are going to share their experiences of being what it was like to be on the front line. And I believe all three of them have been arrested on more than one occasion as well. They're also going to be serving hot chocolate and snacks and peacefully assembling. Monetary donations for Camp Migizi or Migizi Will Fly will be accepted, as well as non-perishable food donations. If you are in the Twin Cities area on December 19th, the Water Protector and Land Defender Holiday Bazaar is going to be taking place at the International brought to you by the International Indigenous Youth Council and Indigenous Roots, which is located at 788 East 7th Street, St. Paul. It's going to be from 12 to 6 p.m., and you can come and support the front lines by buying a holiday gift. So that sounds really exciting. Just like you can come support Indigenous people by buying from the Native Roots Trading Post in downtown Minneapolis, if you don't happen to be in the St. Paul area. Just going to throw that plug in there for everybody. Making sure that everybody is aware, too, if you have not yet, make sure you give Governor Walz a call, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and let them know that you would like to see the charges dropped against the some 1,000 water protectors in Minnesota who've been arrested trying to fight the Line 3 pipeline and demanding that proper federal environmental investigation be done on the project. And then to our relatives a little bit further north, the Wet'suwet'en land defenders have been in and out of court protecting their land up there as well. So if you are not yet tuned in with what's happening up there, make sure you check out yintaaccess.com. That's Y-I-N-T-A-H access.com. Or follow on Instagram at yinta_access, Twitter at Gidimton, and Wet'suwet'en Strong on Facebook. There is so much happening up there, and there's so much that just parallels the Line 3 movement here in Minnesota and is almost worse, as our relatives in the North Country are dealing with the Royal Mounted Police in Canada, who have been just, you know, unusually cruel to both activists and journalists up there. So prayers are up for our relatives in Canada. Speaking of Canada, there was supposed to be a planned meeting at the Vatican between the survivors of Canada's Indian residential schools and Pope Francis, but it has been indefinitely postponed now because of a worldwide rise in the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The joint statement was announced and it issued, the joint statement announcing the delay was issued Tuesday by the Assembly of First Nations and the Canadian Council of Catholic Bishops, as well as the Inuit Tipperat and Métis National Council, and just basically stated that for now they are going to reschedule the delegation at the Vatican until such time that it is safer for people to travel. The meeting was previously set for December 17th through 20th at Vatican City because people have been calling for an apology from Pope Francis for the Catholic Church's role in the abuse and death of thousands of Indigenous children in Canadian residential schools. And then a delegation of 30 Indigenous peoples from Canada were set to go with to have this personal meeting with Pope Francis. But unfortunately, thank you to COVID, it has been delayed. So we'll follow up on more from that, and special shout out to Indian Country Today for some of these news articles today. I really appreciate the work y'all do at Indian Country Today. For our relatives in the South, we're looking at redistricting. This last year was a census year, and redistricting is happening in Minnesota. It's also happening in Arizona. And there's some experts now, again, this is from Indian Country Today, saying that basically there's concerns about voter suppression efforts in Arizona, and the redistricting process may be targeted at diminishing Native voting power in Arizona. The Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission is tasked with drawing a fair, competitive congressional and state legislative district maps. And now it's focused on redrawing that. And Arizona is one of many states who's accused of drawing non-competitive maps. And experts say that there's gerrymandering, which gives Republicans an unconstitutional advantage. So again, more on that if we can find some out as time goes on. And then in the national news, I suppose, Aja Dakota, who's from the Yakima Indian Reservation in Washington, has now been welcomed as the first first woman executive director of the Treaty Rights Organization. So that is very, very, very exciting news. The Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission is representative of the four Columbian River treaty tribes for policy, and that organization has now named her the executive director, which is the first time a woman has ever held that position. And that is just that's fantastic news to hear that for our relatives over on the West Coast today. And Robert, Wendy, how is the weather doing in the Twin Cities? I know you were saying that weather's moving in over there.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good here. Today it was 40 degrees. I got to walk the dog, so I forgot to send a picture to Wendy to verify that I walked the dogs today. They're tired. Wendy, how's the weather in New York?
You know, it's 36 degrees right now. It was 40 something today. Tomorrow's going to be 50, Saturday 61, Sunday 59. So we're in the 50s here. So we're staying kind of warm and it's sunny. So a little rain and that's
global
it.
Global warming is a hit the East Coast for sure. That's right.
Exactly. It has. That's what everybody's saying here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, Pini Gigi Ogama for the news and all you do for Native Roots Radio. Up next, we got a jam-packed show. We got Wendy with the Sacred Animals coming in last segment, and then we have Nancy stopping in and talking about her event, and of course, Robert Lilligren. I think Robert will be calling us from a car, is what I've read. This is great, great radio. So, hey, You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Big shout out to everyone out there listening to us all over Turtle Country, Turtle Land, Turtle Area, and Pinigigi for everyone that's doing the Patreon for us to keep us going. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Bujo relatives, my name is Deanna Sandy Cloud. I'm from the Red Lake Nation, and I live in Minneapolis today. As the weather gets colder, you're probably going to spend more time indoors, but it's important to stay safe and healthy. The COVID-19 pandemic is still not over, and now the flu season is upon us. So protect you and your loved ones by getting vaccinated against both the flu and COVID-19. COVID booster shots have now been approved for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And you're eligible if you're over 65 and if you're over 18 and have underlying health conditions or work in a high-risk setting. What's cool is your booster shot does not need to be of the same brand as your original series of shots. And you can receive a booster shot of any brand that's available to you. Children over the age of 5 are now eligible for a vaccine as well. So let's protect our relatives in Indian Country this winter and get vaccinated. Be a vaccinative like me. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. Miigwech Bizendawian.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, ripping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lucid Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
Oh, it looks like Wendy's on mute.
Oh, Wendy, let's try that again.
I'm sorry. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Right on. Hey, we tricked Nancy into coming on today because she's got a full schedule, and we wanted to have her drop in for a quick segment and tell us what she's doing tonight and then release her. But we tricked her into getting on today. I told her it was Tuesday, and it's really Thursday. So welcome, Nancy.
Thanks for having me, Robert, and it's always a pleasure to show up, even if it's unexpected. One thing I can say is you can expect some of those beautiful earrings that my cousin makes and some of that soap, and I threw in a couple pair of earrings, too, but the post office says those should be at the Native Roots Trading Post on Saturday. So in my busy life, Robert, I made some soap.
Right on. And it's been going like wildfire, so if anyone can come on down and support Native Roots Trading Post, and especially the artists like Nancy Bolio, we'd really, really appreciate it. Nancy, I know your time is limited in all seriousness. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing tonight and what you've been doing here?
Yeah, so tonight there's an event, Voices from the Frontline, and it's going to be hosted by various allies out there, and you know, one of the best parts of tonight is our guest musician is Liz Jocula. So she's going to be with us tonight, starting opening tonight with Liz. And then we're also going to have some guest speakers tonight from the Line 3 front lines, the Line 5 front lines. And so our goal is to remind people that this fight isn't over and that there is still work to do. And as Ogama mentioned earlier, you know, you can call the Walz administration and tell them to drop those charges because We did nothing that was criminal, matter of fact, violating treaties and dishonoring that relationship under those treaties. That's a crime in itself. And so we're not the criminals here. So we need to call Walsh and tell him to drop those charges. And I did share that number in the chat. And then there's also that day of action next, I think it would be Tuesday, December 14th. At any Army Corps out there, and it, you can go to the event page. I think Honor the Earth is got it on their page for the event itself, and you can find out ways you can get engaged. There's a map that will locate the different orgs that are going to be taking actions, not just organizations, but grassroots people too. So we have to remind, you know, the Army Corps that we do need that full environmental impact study, because we knew all along, Robert, Line 3 was nothing but chaos and a threat to our environment, especially here, you know, at the headwaters of the Mississippi and where our food grows on water. So as Firelight took occupation for those 8 days in early June, we did get a visit from Jamie Pinkham, and the Army Corps was also there, and we felt that, you know, since they came here and we all went out, actually we got to go on to the easement after our occupation. We were in Firelight 2 at this time. We got to go out to back into the easement with Pinkham and the Army Corps to show them firsthand what kind of damages that this pipeline has done and what to expect furthermore. And we have seen numerous frack outs, aquifers being breached, and right now there's a continuous monitoring because we have to continue to monitor those frack out sites. So that's another way to get involved. You know, reach out to the camps. I think some of these camps might be out scouting. I think Tasha's camp, a camp. Migazi is out and about making sure that, you know, that Line 3 is not going to pose any more further threats. And I, looking forward, I think, you know, just showing up. You know, Robert, a lot of people don't like politics, but I'm going to keep saying it again. You know, we got to show up, and we got to, as delegates, we got to show up as candidates. And most importantly, we got to support resolutions that defend our treaties, because those treaties are very much alive today as the day they were signed. And I want to say, you know, give a shout out to the Native People's Caucus of the Minnesota DFL for working with our treaties, and we're going to progress those forward in this next 2022 election cycle and resolution writing. So yeah, find out ways you can show up, because Robert, this is more than a pipeline. There's so many threats to water. It's just not Line 3,
right?
You know, and we can't just stop here just because the construction's done doesn't mean it's over. We can still, you know, have the oil, you know, shut down. And there's mining, and they want to dig for gold, and they want it, whatever, Robert. They're just clawing their way at all those things that go against our balance here in the environment, and we have to stop this madness. And I think one way doing that is to continue to educate people on our treaty relationships and what those are and what we are obligated to. So I look forward to working with our elders and the Treaty Alliance coming up in February. And I'm so encouraged by all these other tribal nations, you know, defending their treaties. And we're starting to rise, Robert, and there's going to be a day when you do see over 500 tribes come together.
Hey, you know, I agree with that, Nancy. You know, my other job is working in government and our tribes from Wisconsin, and I'm really always happy to see and hear that they're like-minded with us here in Minnesota when it comes to clean water, wolves, all these things that we talk about here in the Twin Cities. So I agree 100%. I got a quick question, too, kind of a little different, but we just alluded to it when we first came on. And I think about this because, you know, some things just came up on my Facebook feed about Standing Rock and things like that. All the things that we've been doing the last 4 years. It'll be 4 years in January that Native Roots Radio has been on the air. And I want to know what you do. I know this, but I want you to tell our audience what you do to relax and become one with yourself and the earth and everything while you're recharging this gallant fight.
Honestly, you know, I'm kind of an introvert. A lot of people don't, you know, believe that when they hear that, but I like it nice and peaceful. So one of the things I really like to do is ice fish. It's really quiet on a frozen lake, so it's one of my favorite pastimes. So this is my season. I'm waiting for the cold. And I love to do art because art is a reminder of the beauty that I hold, and it's also a mechanism where I could decompress and forget about my stresses in life. And it also, you know, when it comes to like that peyote stitch, Robert's one bead at a time. And, you know, a lot of people like, you know, are you crazy? You're beading something one bead at a time. Well, Robert, there's lessons in these things. It teaches me patience. And if I can keep going, adding one bead at a time, in the end, I'll have something really beautiful. And it really just centers me and lets me find a way to be calm. So art is my go-to, and also gardening, Robert, and cooking. And I could go on and on.
I know. I always kid you because we, Wendy and I follow you on Facebook, and it's like, wow, you know, when this all settles down a little bit, Nancy could have a cooking show here on the radio and on Facebook.
Right. I tease my friend Alex. He's a videographer. And I said, Alex, I think, you know, you and I should hook up and we should have fun. And, you know, the thing is, you know what? I want people to know is that there's so many things that we can do, and sometimes those talents and those gifts that we have, we're holding on to them and we don't even know that we have them. But if you explore yourself, you're going to find something that gives you that aha moment, and it's probably something that you're really good at, something that you're, you know, you hold gifts to, and you're going to find yourself in that space where it doesn't even feel like work, or it's a good place to be. And I think if we all tapped into that creative side of us, we'll find a way that we can explore ourselves and express ourselves. And that's why I think it's critical we all stop for a second and figure out who we are and what we can do with ourselves, because I think we all have some beautiful gifts to share.
I think it is. And it's old saying, you know, slow down, smell the roses, or smell the paprika, or whatever you.
Slow down and burn some sage, Robert.
That's right. or some sweet grass, or some Ho-Chunk medicine like our flat cedar, which we love and pray with. And that's one of the things I wanted to mention too. We only got a minute left, Nancy, and I really appreciate you coming on. And we're going to jump on and watch you tonight. Do your thing, and again, give the show out one more time at 7 o'clock Central
Time. I just shared the link actually in the chat. Voices from the Front Line. So join us tonight. Take and copy that link and share it on your Facebook pages and your messengers, because again, you know, this is more than a pipeline. This is about treaties. We are still here. And I think, you know, moving forward, there's going to be a lot of good things, and we have to, you know, I just read a quote from Myron Dewey that we have to continue to stay strong. And, you know, we have to stand together, and we have to build on that, you know, and we can't be afraid of nothing, and we have to be here to support each other. And that's through thick and thin, Robert. We're not supposed to give up, and we're not supposed to be all hateful or nothing. We're supposed to give with love, be full of forgiveness, and those are part of these teachings in this movement, and that's why it's so beautiful, Robert.
Wow, what a great way to end this. We'll see you tonight. And again, Peeny Geegee, stop by a Native Roots Trading Post and pick up some Nancy soap, earrings, and things like that, and help support this artist who is an artist and who's fighting the battle for many that can't. And we really appreciate you, Nancy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Right on. Hey, that was Nancy Bolio, Wendy. We love Nancy on. And next up, we're going to have Robert Lilligren. We see him in the bullpen, and he's going to be talking to us very soon. So you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Aho, relatives. My name is George McCauley, Omaha Nation. I'm a citizen of the Omaha Nation in Nebraska. As we head into wintertime, many of us will be back together indoors. It's important to make sure you receive your COVID booster shot. Older Americans are more at risk for complications for COVID-19. All 3 COVID vaccine boosters have been approved. Find a vaccine site by calling 651-304-9986 or go to vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, host of The Bradcast. We'll expose and make sense of all of our current political nightmares and more every weeknight at 7 on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Spruce up your home with non-toxic vegan candles from Wisco Home Goods. I'm Don, one of the owners of this family-owned Midwestern business in Madison, Wisconsin. Our candles are 100% sustainable and come in a variety of unique blends and scents that make a perfect holiday gift. Plus, at Wisco Home Goods, we believe in giving back. With our Do Good, Smell Good campaign, a portion of the proceeds go to local charities. So support a Midwestern company that supports our local communities. Order now at wiscohomegoods.com.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies overnight with a low around 22. Friday, about 4 to 8 inches of snow with a high near 30. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 29.
With the holiday season upon us, check out one of the great AM 950 advertisers for your holiday shopping. From delicious restaurants to bookstores, technology to health and wellness and home and auto, you'll find it all at the AM 950 advertisers. Find a full list of our advertisers at am950radio.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we got Robert Lilligren on the phone there, and he just disappeared. He's got a tricky signal, I think, going on, and it's, you know, Wendy, it's just a really, I just want to, like, you know, it's always so heartfelt that our guests come on, and I just want to let everyone know our guests don't get paid, you know, and they know the importance, and we know the importance of them, too, to speak their truth and to come on and talk to us about what's going on in Native country. And so, I mean, I see Robert's popping in again, and it's just like I don't know how to say this other than, You know, we really, really appreciate our guests. And speaking of which, there's Robert. Thank you so much for jumping in, Robert. I can't talk, but thank you for jumping in. I know it's kind of a hassle, but we really appreciate your reports. And so tell us what's going on and what you're doing in the car.
You, Robert, Wendy, and I think that's Ogama. You're so much smaller on my phone. And I think I'm going to say off camera because I don't have a very good signal here. And so it seems a little better when I'm off camera. So thanks for having me. It's never a hassle. I always appreciate being here. And I'm in the car because I'm out doing some errands for family and then errands because I'm heading up to the North Shore on Saturday morning. So getting all the things I need for the trip.
Is that an annual thing? Because I think a few years ago I was begging you to be on your show, and you and your partner were going up to the North Shore. I think that's around the same time.
Yeah, this is an annual trip. So we celebrate our anniversary, which is on December 13th. And so that's an annual trip. And then we get up to the North Shore probably four or five times a year as well. It's that magical place for us.
It is. Be careful too. Hope you're heading up there tonight, because I just heard that we're getting 4 to 8 inches here tomorrow, and I'm heading to Milwaukee for general counsel for Ho-Chunk Nation. So it's going to be tricky.
Yeah, drive carefully. We're watching the weather. There's a lot of snow up there right now, but the weather's going to be pretty mild, it looks like, which is nice. And our anniversary is on December 13th. We were married. It'll be our 7th anniversary. So we got married on December 13th, 2014, which, of course, was the date 12-13-14.
So we can always we're not going to forget that. Maybe you can tell our people in Milwaukee, Madison, and Chicago what you do up in the – I mean, do you get the snowshoes on? Do you just chill out? What do you do up in the deep north there?
Yeah, we do a lot of hiking. We get outside a lot. We bundle up and sit out and just enjoy the lake. For folks who haven't been on the North Shore of Lake Superior or don't spend time around Lake Superior, it is a powerful and beautiful and living place. And we have kind of a special spot we like to go to. We spread ashes of a few family members there. So we'll spend some time sort of with our family members who have walked on as well, and so that's meaningful. But what we do mostly is we cook and eat and just really, really enjoy not unplugging, you know, going off the grid for a few days.
Yeah, geez, you know, something popped up in my memories and today on Facebook, and it was a meeting at the Indian Center. And it was really a turbulent meeting, and it was about the Wall of Forgotten Natives, and it was very interesting to look back at that. And one thing I want to say too, Robert, is like you, Mike Gozy, and people on Franklin have been there for a long time, but pretenders come and go, it seems like. And saw a lot of pretenders that were on there that I don't see anymore, and it's really interesting for one, but it also, I just want to give you a big kudos, because you're still here, and the people that are doing the good work on Franklin and for our Native community in Minneapolis and in Minnesota, you're still here.
Thanks, Miigwech, Robert, and a lot of people are still here, right? And I think I remember the meeting that you're talking about. If I'm not mistaken, there was a lot of conflict going on amongst different groups within the community. There was quite a bit of tribal leadership that was there at the Minneapolis American Indian Center that day. And if this is the meeting that you're talking about, I remember there was this wonderful group of elder women who, every time the conflict started to get kind of critical, would stand and sing. And they would keep singing until the conflict sort of dissipated, the tension kind of calmed down, and everyone was ready to be constructive again. Is that the meeting you were talking about?
That is exactly the meeting. And now that you mentioned too, like Clyde was there, and there were people from Red Lake. So you're absolutely right. There was a lot of players that are still playing in with their nations, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but they're still, you know, working for their nations. But you're right, absolutely right. There was a lot of leaders there, and they were talking about some of the stuff that's come to fruition where it comes to some housing that Red Lake stood up, or not stood up, but, you know, it's built, and it's pretty interesting to look at.
Right, right. All that is, and I just remember when the elder women stood up and to sing, how powerful that was, and how traditional it felt, and you know they were almost disassociated from the conflict that was going on in the room, but they were so powerful and so effective each and every time they stood up to sing and sort of end the conflict. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, it is, and yeah, I mean, time flies, and that was just really interesting.
Yeah, all those Wall of Forgotten Native memories have been popping up in my Facebook. It's first up, it's like, really? That was 3 years ago? Yeah. It seemed like it was yesterday. And in some ways, we've made so much progress, especially within the community and how we collaborate amongst all the organizations and community members. And then in some ways it feels like we haven't made any progress at all. We still have way too many relatives sleeping outside in the winter.
Yeah, exactly. But I do really, I think you do, and I mean you as everybody, you has to really, really look at, you know, and this is kind of a thing for being sober in AA. I always need to, if I have a bad day, I have to look at how far I've come as opposed to, you know, how far I have to go. And I think when we talk about what's happening and happened on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, too, with the homeless, it's inch by inch. You know, it's a cinch, yard by yard. It's hard, all those things. It's going in the right direction, but it may be going slow.
It is going in the right direction. Native voices are still leading on this issue here in the Twin Cities. You know, I kind of have a foot in the community and then a foot in the government and kind of the policymaking realm and the resource holders. And it's amazing to see how much quicker we are at the community level to respond, to figure out new ways of collaborating, new ways of better caring for our relatives who are living outside or don't have a place to call home. And then up in the system, you know, within government and things move so slowly. It's like, oh my gosh, if you could only see what we see every day, you know, our relatives suffering, dying outside. Mm-hmm. And while the government, the systems that are charged with caring for people try to get it together.
Right. And one of the things that I have found out by doing the show and by being in a government work for my nation is things do move really slow. And we all over Turtle Island as natives are dealing with the same issues. It's really, really interesting because I kind of thought, well, you know, Wisconsin, blah, blah, blah. But no, they have the same values, the same principles, and the same issues that we're dealing with here in the Twin Cities.
Sure. Yeah. You know, and that's, I found whether it's the metro or the suburbs or the outstate greater Minnesota rural areas, the issues are pretty much the same. I mean, there are challenges if you're in rural Minnesota, just distance, you know, distance between resources or between people. But fundamentally, you know, people, it's about people wanting to have a good life, right? A roof over their head, a job that can pay their bills and maybe put a little aside and put their kids through school. You know, the issues are pretty fundamental, but it seems like we always spend so much time trying to figure out how to create divisions, right, between urban and rural or tribal and, you know, urban Indian. And we're always looking to sort of figure out how we can feel like we're more separate than we really are.
I think for me, when I realized I was grown up is when I realized my parents who weren't perfect, they, all you want as a parent is to have your child's life better than yours. And then if you look at it through those glasses, my parents were very successful, and I think yours were too, and a lot of people's if we look at it in a good way.
Agree. Yeah. So, Yeah, and I was just going to make sure to a couple of cool things that are going on, Robert and Wendy and Ogama. One is this Saturday at the Minneapolis American Indian Center on Franklin Avenue on the American Indian Cultural Corridor, there is a vaccine event. So it's first shot, second shots, and boosters. So that's from 10 till 3, if I'm not mistaken,
at
the Minneapolis American Indian Center. So you might have already plugged that.
No, that's good.
Yeah. This is the second one recently.
I think those are really good because we still have relatives that need to be vaccinated, you know? And so
really, I love it.
Really,
I love
it. I got to get this.
Your old stomping ground, KFAI, is one of the sponsors of the vaccine event this weekend.
Well, and we, Native Roots Radio, is on KFAI, the best of, so we might even have this show on. But, hey, Robert, congratulations, and I know you're in the middle of stuff, and I was saying before you came on how really blessed we are to have guests like you that, that you know, bend over backwards to come on, and we really, really appreciate it, because we wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for great guests like you. So, Pini Gigi, and thank you so much.
You are so kind. Shimigwech. Thanks to y'all.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and that was Robert Lilligren, CEO of Native American. Help me out here. Native American, it's not the
Community Development Institute.
We'll be right back. Thank you, Ogama.
Stay with us.
The vaccine wasn't as scary as people make it. It's a quick and easy experience. I was told about the side effects and the myths about the vaccine. I got two doses. The first time I got it, personally, I didn't have any side effects. Life was the same. The second time I got the vaccine, I was fine for an hour, but I got a slight fever and it lasted for a day. While I had mild side effects, I'm happy I was vaccinated to help the people around me. This message is brought to you by Migzi Communications and Minnesota Department of Health.
Hey, Cudigy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pini Gigi, and thank you for your support.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Before we move on, I just got to give a quick shout out to Dallas Goldtooth, who's in the TV show Reservation Dogs. I really appreciate, always get a chuckle. I get a bigger chuckle out of Anna Ogama's daughter when she does her, she's got two commercials on now too. So that's, it's even cooler. So, hey, I want to introduce my awesome, beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been a volunteer, you know, for our sacred animals for many, many years. And I just, we just really appreciate you and the information you bring up. I learned so much, and I know our audience does too. So welcome, Wendy. Wendy Pilot, all the way from New York.
Yeah, thanks everybody. Hi, my name is Hana Jihihani, and that means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. As everybody knows, Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. And I always like to thank Curtis for that name. I am a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. And I work on animal issues, all kinds of animal issues on the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. And today I actually have a press release written by the Humane Society of the United States. And this was released on December 6th, so just 3 days ago. Lawsuit challenges Idaho wolf trapping laws that endanger grizzlies and lynx. Boise, Idaho, 10 conservation groups filed a lawsuit today challenging Idaho's extreme wolf trapping rules, which facilitate the slaughter of up to 90% of Idaho's gray wolf population. The lawsuit contends that will continue an expanded wolf trapping and snaring will injure and kill non-target grizzly bears and Canadian lynx, which are federally protected species. The groups will also be asking the court to halt all wolf trapping in grizzly bear and lynx habitat until the merits of the case can be decided. Now, Ogama, during my segment, will be able to put up beautiful pictures of our gray wolf, the Canadian lynx, and grizzly bears, and all of these animals are going to be impacted unbelievably, horrifically, by the Idaho law that's going to pass. Now we have 10 conservation groups which filed the lawsuit today. I'm going to mention them because I think it's important that people know who is working every day and tirelessly on helping these animals. So Earth Justice represents the Center for Biological Diversity, Footloose Montana, Friends of the Clearwater, Gallatin Wildlife Association, Global Indigenous Council, the Humane Society of the United States, International Wildlife Coexistence Network, NIMIPU, Protecting the Environment, the Sierra Club, Trap Free Montana, Western Watersheds Project, Wilderness Watch, and Wolves of the Rockies in the lawsuit. Idaho's new law established a permanent wolf trapping season on private property across the state. It will eliminate limits on the number of wolves one person can kill. It will permit the continued use of poison baits that attracts non-target animals at high rates and introduce state-sponsored private contractor killing of wolves. This is a horrible thing. Now, what I'm going to be talking about now are specific quotes from the leaders of these conservation groups who filed the lawsuit, and some of the information that they say is repetitious, but I just want to keep in mind that it's also very important. So here's a quote. It's sickening that Idaho has approved that what amounts to unregulated hunting and trapping in an effort to wipe out its wolf population, said Andrea Zaccardi, a senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity. Other animals like federally protected grizzly bears and lynx will be injured or die in these cruel traps and snares. The state's disregard for all of their lives is outrageous and unacceptable. Here's another quote. Even before Idaho expands its efforts to kill more gray wolves, grizzly bears and lynx have been getting caught in the crossfire, said Benjamin Scrimshaw, associate attorney for Earth Justice Northern Rockies office. Traps and snares are indiscriminate, and the dangers to non-target species are well known. The failure to take any effort to protect threatened grizzly bears and lynx while pushing the slaughter of wolves violates the Endangered Species Act. It goes on, litigation is essential to fight the cancer that is our Montana legislature in their war on wildlife. We stand with protecting lynx and grizzly bears from our medieval ways of killing. These are the their lands, and they share them with Montana's magnificent wolves, said Stephen Capra, executive director of Footloose Montana. Another quote, since wolf reintroduction of 1995, it is generally agreed wolves have had an overall positive behavior effect on elk and other primary and secondary impacts within the ecological niche of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, said Clint Nagel, president of Gallant Wildlife Association. The fact that the states of Idaho and Montana have seen fit to complicate the natural process by allowing the incidental take of other predators is compounding and a negative effect on our overall wildlands. It goes on and on and on. Every single director of these conservation groups have very, very strong case. And I really hope that the grizzly bears, the lynx, and the wolves in Idaho, that they're going to stop this. But here's a little bit of a background I just want to put in before I run out of time. Grizzly bears and lynx are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The loss of even a few of these ecologically important predators could significantly hamper their recovery in Idaho. Wolves were also protected under the Endangered Species Act until 2011. Congressional carve-out removed Idaho's wolves from the endangered species list. Now the state is permitting the slaughter of more than 1,200 of its estimated 1,500 wolves and has taken no steps to protect other animals that could be injured and killed in indiscriminate traps. And I've talked about these horrific traps that, you know, these hunters use to kill the wolves. In Idaho right now, you could leave an animal in a wolf, in a trap for more than 72 hours and then go check it. They want to change the law to 24 hours in case there is an animal who should not be in the trap, to let it free and help it if it is injured. But if there's anybody out there who lives in Idaho, please call your state legislators and your governor and ask them to please stop this wolf hunt, which will indiscriminately also kill the grizzly bear and the lynx, which are on the Endangered Species Act.
Wow. Again, Pinigigi Wendy, for those updates with the news. I really appreciate it. I want to give a shout out to Ogama with the news, Nancy Bolio, for stopping in. Remember, her thing starts at 7. Also, Robert Lilligren of NADKE. Just a great show again. We always pull the rabbit out of the hat, and we don't eat it or skin it, because we let it go. Right, Wendy?
That's right.
All right. Hey, we are the seventh generation. We're still here.
Free Leonard Peltier, Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated.